This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. If you're anything like us, you don't just book trips, you run the numbers first. Is this flight actually a deal? Is that premium card pulling its weight? Should I use points here or save them for something better? Well, that's exactly what Smart Travel dives into. They break down which travel cards actually earn their keep and which ones just look impressive in your wallet. They'll walk you through the quick math for knowing when to pay with points versus cash, and they explain how to get real value from your rewards instead of settling for that tiny reward button at checkout. It's thoughtful, research-backed travel finance delivered in a way that feels approachable and actually useful the next time you're about to hit purchase. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. Happy Friday, everybody. DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of The Quick Hits, our up-to-date news in the world of points and miles and travel, at least as up-to-date as this recording was made. So I just got back last weekend, had an incredible time speaking at the Women in Pediatrics and the Pediatric CEO conferences, and it was in the beautiful Grand Resort Spa and Conference Center in Fairhope, Alabama. My actual first time being in Alabama, and I've got to say that property was absolutely stunning, built in 1847. They have a historian on site. They've got a cannon firing every day at 3:45 p.m. The pool is absolutely massive. It is a Marriott property, so unfortunately, I know many of you probably are less excited about Marriott properties than other brands. This was covered by the conference itself, so I actually have no idea if it's on Fine Hotels and Resorts or the Edit or anything like that. I imagine it is, but I've got to say, absolutely stunning property, massive property. They've got beaches. You can rent bicycles. The Mobile Bay was there. I had such a blast, and I am so thankful for all the people that I met there as well. I think many of them are new listeners to our show now. Many of them were just blown away when I talked about what points and miles can do or talked through points on payroll and how that works, and so many other things. So if you are listening after attending that conference, A, it was great to meet you, and B, welcome. I'm so thankful to have you here. And again, just had such a great time and so thankful. So a few updates here. One, as of this week's episode with Sam, that's the episode on Autopilot, which has been a phenomenal app for me. I recorded this just a few weeks ago. Just by having that app over the last couple weeks, I think I've already saved somewhere north of $50, maybe closer to $60 or $70. Not on flights yet, actually on their hotel side. So one of my hotel bookings in cash, paid cash for a Hyatt stay in a couple months, that actually automatically repriced and cost me or saved me like $55 or $60 without me having to do anything or have to think about it. It's absolutely fantastic. My airline prices, I have not been able to save yet because either A, my points, my booking are been in with points, or they are just international and not covered because it's not a domestic airline, or some of my airlines that were domestic, I actually use like a companion certificate for whatever it may be. And it's like, there's no way we can do better than with pricing for two people for the fare that you paid. But I am all on board the Autopilot train. I think it's such a fantastic tool. But that is besides the point. The reason why I say all that is, as of that episode, we now have timestamps in our show notes. So from feedback from our community and our WhatsApp chat, people had said, hey, would love to be able to go back and forth through different sections of the different episodes. And I know that's already built into Apple Podcasts, but many people do listen on other platforms, including Spotify and others. So we now have that built into the show notes. So if you go back to the episode, you'll see you actually can choose different sections of the episode to go back through. So I want to let you know that is going to be available now going forward, including on our quick hits and everything else as well. One of the things I did this week that I thought may interest you, that's actually the first time I've ever done this, was an advance booking. And I think this is obviously a lot more popular now because of the Hyatt devaluation coming up in the next couple of weeks. Now, I actually didn't do it necessarily because of that. I think just the scenario of what we were looking to do prompted me to do this. As a globalist, I've never thought about doing an advanced booking, which basically, if you're not familiar with what an advanced booking is, if you're a Hyatt globalist, you have the ability to go ahead and book a stay on points, even if you don't have those points in your account yet. And as long as you have those points 7 days before your stay, you're basically all set. So if those points are in your account 7 days before your stay, then they will automatically apply that to your stay. If you don't have the points, then they're going to charge you the standard room rate fare for that stay. Now, here's the thing. If you modify the reservation at all, meaning changing dates, maybe even increasing the amount of adults in your room, whatever it may be, that can cause the stay to be repriced at whatever the current rate is. So this is perfect for this devaluation slash category changes of hotels, because if you use the advanced booking now, you will lock in the value of your stay or the points required for your stay before they increase up to 67% in a couple weeks. Now, I actually plan to apply my points before the devaluation happens anyway. But for our ski trip next year, we're staying at a property that actually has a 2-bedroom penthouse suite basically available on points. And my buddy Chris, who's been on the show before, we're actually going to book that together. But we need time for the points to transfer to me to be able to book it. So I went ahead and made the reservation in general. And that way we lock the room down so that we can get the points, go through the process of moving points from one person to the other, et cetera, for that to be able to happen. So that's why I did it, but I still plan once those points come through to just go ahead and make the booking happen in general. So this could be something that could be helpful for you, especially if you're a Hyatt globalist. I know Frequent Miler did a blog post on it, and they said within it, if you read the terms and conditions, although very clearly globalists can do it, it just says Hyatt Elite, so that technically doesn't exclude Discoverist and Explorist individuals from this. However, I think it's highly unlikely, unless you just get the right person on the right day when you call in, that as a Discoverist or an Explorist that you may be able to do it as well. I think it's unlikely, but it could be worth a try if you're not. But again, I wouldn't set the hopes too high, but who knows who you might call on the right day that says, oh yeah, you know, Hyatt Elite, it's in the terms and condition. You are an Elite even if you're a Discoverist, and they do it for you. All right, so I had to have my team re-edit and drop this in because I think this is absolutely huge. So I just said a whole bunch of stuff I know about the points advance and terms and conditions and that you possibly could be able to do this. So after I recorded this quick hit, I reached out to my friend Katie. She was also on the episode with Chris and I talking about our snowboarding trips in both Beaver Creek and in Vail. And so we're looking at a property in Tahoe for next year. And so I called her after reading Frequent Miler's blog post with the terms and conditions and said, hey, this is probably a long shot, but you should just go ahead and give them a call and see if you can do the advanced booking, because I know you're a Discoverist. She just has the Hyatt credit card. She's working on her way, her status. She's newer in the points and miles world, but this credit card alone gives her Discoverist. So I said, give them a call and just see. You might get the right person at the right time that just says yes. Guys, she did it. And then she sent me a screenshot of the booking confirmed for the stay next year with points she does not have in her account yet. They did an advanced booking for a Discoverist here. So this is absolutely huge. I dropped this in our WhatsApp chat and like full like public service announcement. I think this is still a your miles may vary type of situation. You could call in, you could go in the chat, they could say no. I saw people in that blog post from Frequent Miler that said, I did this a lot as a globalist, I've tried it as an explorist and it hasn't worked. I don't know if this all the cards fell in the right place. Again, I do think it's about getting the right person at the right time, maybe the right property, I don't know, but this worked for her. So it is 100% worth the phone call, at least if you're a Discoverist or an Explorist and you have a booking that you want to try to lock in for next year and you don't have the points, to see if you can do an advanced booking. Absolutely go for it. So Emily in our WhatsApp community had a very interesting discovery or conversation that she brought up a few days ago that I thought would be interesting to share. It was a few individuals in our group, Emily, Kimberly, so really appreciate the feedback that you guys provided in this conversation, because Emily says, I've been trying to book the Kimpton Grand Roatan, beautiful, amazing hotel, by the way. Go check out our podcast episode on that. It's absolutely a phenomenal place to be or stay. But anyway, she says she's trying to book that for my family through the Chase portal to use my edit credits, but every time I pick between November of this year through March of next year, it shows as unavailable. And Kimberly said, I've seen the same thing for any 2027 dates for the edit / IHG properties in Grand Cayman too. And essentially, the discovery was when they switched their cards to like the Chase Sapphire Preferred or Chase Inc. Business Cash or whatever it may be, those properties were bookable for the cards that didn't have the edit credit, essentially, which I think is super frustrating because obviously we're trying to fight and find ways to use the credits for the cards that we have. And for some people that might be their only points and miles card, they want to get as much value out of it as possible. We're seeing very specific evidence of hotels that for whatever reason just don't show up as available to book through the edit, but you can book without getting the perks and benefits and / credits of the edit through other ways through the Chase portal. So just something I wanted to throw out there. If you're doing the same, if you've been searching, so shout out to you two ladies for bringing this up because this was not something I was aware of. If you've been searching and you haven't been able to find available dates through the edit and to use your credits, well, this is probably because the hotel, for whatever reason, is blocking it. Chase is blocking it. Who knows? Maybe they don't want you to use that extra $250 IHG credit. There's probably some sort of conspiracy angle here. I'm not going to get into it, but just let you know you're not the only one. So for many years now, you've probably heard Taryn and I, we talk about her Basque Bank Mileage Savings Account, which is basically a bank account that allows you to get American Airlines miles instead of interest from a like high yield savings standpoint. So right now might be a great time to think about opening an account because through May 31st, if you're a first time Basque Mileage Saving Account customer, if you open a Basque Bank basically savings account, and then within 15 days, you maintain a minimum daily account balance of $50,000 for 180 consecutive days, or at least out of 180 days out of the first 210 days following the initial account opening. So 6 months consecutively, you have $50,000 in the account. So not only will you get American Airlines miles every single month, basically the math would work out that you would receive around close to 7,300 American Airlines miles because the return on it's basically right now it's 1.75 American miles per dollar in the account, which is a bummer. When we first opened this account years ago, it was like 2.5, but just as interest rates have come down for yields, same thing with the return here. But anyway, 7,300 miles a month, but if you do all of this with this stipulation, you actually will get a 15,000 Advantage mile bonus. So on top of the 7,300 a month, which is basically around 44,000 American Airlines miles for 6 months, you would get another 15,000 American Airlines miles as a bonus, putting you somewhere around 58,000 American Airlines miles in 6 months just by having money sit in an account. So again, seeing as I'm not your financial advisor, I can't tell you if this is a good strategy or not, but if you have funds that are sitting somewhere that you could be earning American Airlines miles with, we do. That's one of the things we've done to constantly have American Airlines miles pouring into our account. This would be something that I'd recommend you take a look at. Again, you have until May 31st to open this account and then 15 days to fund it with $50,000 and hold it there for 6 months consecutively. Then a few more bullet points of other updates throughout the week. SoFi Crypto is offering essentially 120 cash back, but this translates to 12,000 points through Rakuten for new SoFi Crypto accounts, provided that you buy $30 of crypto. And then also they're saying that they're going to award between $5 and $1,000 of crypto randomly for new accounts through June 30th. But either way, again, $30 of crypto, if this is your first time opening a SoFi crypto account, well, can get you 12,000 points at Rakuten. Really not a bad deal at all. If you have Delta Diamond status, well, you've been getting complimentary Clear Plus membership for a while now. Well, for new memberships and renewals after June 1st of this year, that membership is for Clear is no longer going to be complimentary. You're going to get a reduced cost for it. It's going to be about $50 less per year, so it's going to be $129 per year, but no longer going to be complimentary. After hearing our episode on autopilot, Brian signed up, and within 12 hours, he got $65 in Delta flight credits and saved over 6,000 SkyMiles on flights he had already booked. Autopilot helps make sure you never overpay for travel again by automatically tracking your flights and hotels and repricing them when prices drop, without you constantly checking airline apps or hotel websites yourself. It keeps your same seats, your same cabin, your same itinerary, and now even tracks hotel rates too. You don't have to do anything but sign up and let it work in the background. And the best part is, you only pay when they've actually saved you money. If you want to try it out, head to boldlygo.world/autopilot or click the link in the description. And if you use promo code BOLDLYGO, you'll get your first month of the pro version completely free. Autopilot, never overpay for travel again. Now, I think the biggest news to come out that came out, I believe, last Friday when the Quick Hits aired last week is the Chase Sapphire Reserve has its highest ever welcome offer of 150,000 Ultimate Rewards points. I mean, it is the best offer that this card has had. It's probably one of the best cards to be thinking about getting because the offer is so high. Unfortunately, I think because of all the changes to the Sapphire Reserve, it's now no longer the no-brainer travel card to get. But keep in mind, this could be a great opportunity because also now there's data points showing people that have the preferred have been able to get the reserve as well, where they didn't have to deal with the game of downgrading their preferred to a different card to apply for the reserve. I've actually had the same reserve as my first points and mile card ever since 2016, since it opened. And honestly, I just haven't ever decided to reapply or get a new one or do the downgrade to get the upgrade because I do have a good amount of Chase points that builds through like payroll and credit card and other things. So I just haven't done with the headache or the hassle. But I mean, it's really appealing because 150,000 Ultimate Rewards points aren't nothing. And that's on spending 6,000 on purchases within the first 3 months. Another Chase card that has an increased welcome offer right now is the IHG Premier card, and they have a whopping 185,000 point offer, which is the best we've ever seen from a point standpoint. The bonus comes in two tiers, so 150,000 points after spending 3,000 in the first 3 months from account opening, and then an additional 35,000 points after spending a total of 6,000 in the first 6 months from account opening. And they actually have an increased welcome offer on their no annual fee IHG Traveler card of 125,000 points as well. So this is actually the card for longtime listeners of the show. You know, when I talked about the Kimpton Roatan that I just mentioned a few minutes ago as being such an incredible property that's in Honduras, we got the Premier card back in 2024 with plans to book a stay using the points, which at that point were 170,000, I believe, were the highest ever. 170,000 points, which we used to cover basically 4 nights of our stay at the Kimpton Roatan. So we literally got that one card. We still have it. We still use it just for that stay. So 185,000 points as a welcome offer can very easily get you 2 to 3 to 4 nights at a really incredible property. And some of the perks like the annual free night certificate that this one provides and such, I think is super valuable to have. And it's just a great card to keep long term because the benefits, especially with that certificate alone, absolutely can make it worthwhile. In terms of current transfer bonuses, Capital One is offering a 20% transfer bonus to Qantas Frequent Flyer through the end of this month, May 31st. Chase Ultimate Rewards has a transfer bonus of 65% to Marriott Bonvoy. That's good until May 15th. And then Amex has a 10% transfer bonus to JetBlue. That's good through May 11th. These last two, the Marriott Bonvoy and the JetBlue, I really would not do at all unless you just really need to get a little bit of extra points over there. Just keep in mind the Amex transfer doesn't even bring the transfer ratio to 1-to-1, so it's just not really that great to consider, but just know that it's out there as well. And another interesting thing is that for city thank you points, effective May 17th, point sharing will no longer be offered as a thank you rewards redemption option. So in the past, you could actually give your thank you points to any other thank you member by sharing points from your account. Now, the downside to that was if you gave them those points, they had to use them within 90 days or they would expire. Now, they're just not even making it an option in the future, which is a little bit of a bummer, I would say. And lastly, for the points and miles news, American Express has a 30,000 point bonus for new personal checking accounts, which is absolutely huge, after receiving at least 7,500 in cumulative direct deposits in the first 90 days. We're going to go ahead and link to that promotion for the 30,000 point bonus for new personal checking accounts, as well as the SoFi crypto also. So we'll put both of those in the show notes as well. So a lot of interesting things that have happened over the last week. Outside of that, I was hoping to have an update and be able to announce the official details of the Miami get together, the meetup next year, which is going to be the 5th through the 7th in Miami. We already have the dates, but been working through some contract negotiation and some other things. I am aware that we have listeners that are going to want to book Hyatt properties, because there's many Hyatt properties within the Miami area, and they're going to want to do it before the Hyatt devaluation. I've had people ask me that. So I am very much so pushing to get an announcement out before May 20th so that this can be taken care of. I hope to actually have it done by next week, but just timing is not, I can't control how fast some other people move at times, but we are very, very aware of this. So super excited about this. I think we're even, based on a discussion that has happened in our WhatsApp chat, I think we're going to even do some sort of P2 group therapy. So for the player twos that you're forcing to open up the cards and do all the things that may be more supportive or less supportive at this point, and you're hoping they become more supportive. We even have someone who said, I'm a therapist and I'm happy to talk to them, and others that said, hey, my P2 would be happy to talk to the other P2s. So we might have a little bit of a P2 therapy session there, which I'm super excited about. So that's going to be it for the quick hits this week, everybody. I hope everyone has had a fantastic week. As always, I appreciate each and every one of you. It's always a pleasure to continue to do the show, as well as the conversation and everything else that we have in our WhatsApp community, which just absolutely brightens my day. And even when I'm in the midst of some super complex things in the world of financial planning and other things, just seeing random conversations about travel and questions like that just brightens my day. And I love how I get to reframe my thinking as well. I get to think about travel for a little bit as I dive back into the world of Roth IRAs or whatever it may be, estate planning and everything else. So with that being said, each and every one of you have a fantastic week, fantastic weekend. And as always, we will see you on the next episode. Take care.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights, and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at VoiceScape.com.